Hoisurika. Mashrim b'drabbanan, though, we do consider them like brothers, and one is not allowed to marry the other one's wife. You're not chayiv, there's no issur d'oraisa, m'd'oraisa, you're not brothers. Because once the father was a guy. But m'd'rabbanan mashma, there is an issa. So Gemara says, no. It could be, hu adin diafilu isurin amileka. Maybe, no, there's not even an issa. These two brothers are not called brothers. For Yadi, the boiler missed the sefer, since he wants to say in the sefer. Avu Chayovim, in the sefer it says, that when first the mother became a Jew, and then she had two boys, that those are called real brothers, that the Chayiv one and the other. For Eshesach, Toninam Eresha and Chayovim. That's why it says in Eresha, Stam Eloshin Avain Chayovim. The Enachnami doesn't mean that it's also with the Rabbonin, it could be even with the Rabbonin, they're not called brothers. Omar Rav, Rav said this. Hodi Yomar Rabbanan, that's what Rabbanan say. Ein Avla Mitzri. A Mitzri, as a guy, doesn't have a father. There's no din father by a Mitzri. Rashi, Rafilu Echa, the Lekala Meimar, Kekon Shenelodami. Even when he can't consider him a Kotin Shenelod. Kegoin, Harosa Shloi Begdusha, Fuledosa Begdusha. Let's say the mother became pregnant when she was a guy. She was a Mitzri. And then she became a Jew. And then she gave birth. So she gave birth really to a Jewish boy. Still, he has no yichus to his father. The yesh loy sher minav kishay Yisrael gomer. The yesh loy sher minav. Even in such a case, he has nothing to do with his father. His father was a guy at the time, so he's not called the son of the father, even though he's called the son of his mother. That's this din. That ain't av limitri. Tamura says loy tame. Don't say the reason is. Mishum d'shtufei b'zima, because the Mitzris have a lot of znus, so you never know who the real father is. The lo yadi, we don't know who the father is. No, avul yadi chashinan. But at this svar, what would be if we know really who his father is? Then we'd say this is the son. Versus no, ela afilu diyadi nami. Even if we know for sure who his father is, lo chashinan, he doesn't go after his father. There's no din yichus by a guy. To a shnei achin tumin. If you have two twins, the tipa achas hoya. Mamash then for sure we know it came from the same father. Twins came from the same tipa. For nechla kol ishtayin, how do you have twins? That the zera comes out of the father and divides into two. Look, Tzani Sefer, still it says here, leicholtzim loy miyavmin, that these two brothers are not considered brothers. Shema Aminu, what do we see from here? That avkurei avkurei rachman lezarei. That the zera of a goy is not miyachas, don't have shaykhas one to the other. Even though this is the son of the father, he does not call the son of the father. They're not called brothers. The zera of goyish or zera has no shaykhas one to the other. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Pesach ha-morim besorim, like their skin, their flesh is like a donkey. The zirmosom susum zirmosom, the zera they have is like a horse. Just like a horse, the son of a horse is not called the son. There's no din yichus. The children don't go after the father. There's no din children to a father. Who are din by goyim? There's no din son to a father. Right, the Tzashima, come on, bring another proof. The Yom Rabbi Yossi, Maisa b'niftayim hager. It happened a story once for this ger b'niftayim, Shenosa eshes achim imay. He married Taka, the wife of his brother from the same mother. Notice again, the mother, the guy, first had two sons, and they're both misgayer. And now later, one brother married the wife of the other brother. And the story, the case came in front of the Chachamim. For Yomrun, they said, Ain Ishus Lager. There's no Ishus Lager. For the Gemara, what does that mean? V'yelager, the Kiddush Ochanam, L'tafsi B'Kedushin. Like, why not? A ger means he became a Jew. If he became a Jew now when he marries a lady, why isn't the Kedushin Chal? How about the ger could marry a lady? Elaim would rather say like this. Ein Isser Eishes Ach Leger. That's what it means to say. There's no Isser of an Eishes Ach to a ger. If two brothers are Mizgayer now become Jews, they don't have a lach of brothers. One is allowed to marry the wife of the other one. If one gives a get to his wife, the other brother can marry her. So my love doesn't mean to say the Nas Ba'ach. Kishuger, that one brother got married when he was a Jew already, is, and still what? The other brother's allowed to marry her, so you have a raya, they're not called brothers at all, Tomorrow says loy. Loy did not speak a shuva v'kechavim. It means to say when one brother married when he was a guy, that means nothing. For the Gemara, k'shuva v'kechavim ma'ala meimer, like what's there to say? A guy has no kedushin anyway. Not because they're not brothers, but some a guy has no kedushin. So what's the chiddush here? Tomorrow says now the time I would have thought. Ligza, let's make a gzeira. K'shuva v'kechavim. Auto k'shuger k'mash malon. Maybe I shouldn't have made a gzeira that his wife that he had when he was a guy should be yosser now. Auto the wife that he has when he becomes a Jew. K'mash malon, that gzeira we don't make. So again, there's no proof from here. All it means to say is that if they were married when they were goyim, and then they became a ger, so those wives are not called wives, and now they're allowed to marry. But let's say once they became a Jew, now one brother married one wife, and another brother married the other wife, and one gives a get, it could be the other brother is not allowed to marry her. Mid the Rabbanim, they are considered brothers, that one is also with the other one's wife. So now we have no proof. Tarshima, come in here. The Omar ben Yosiyan. Ben Yosiyan said like this, when I went over this to an island, I found the ger, that he married the wife of his brother from the same mother. I said to him, Bini, who gave you the heta? Who said you're allowed to do it? Rabbi Kiva sat on this stool, and he said two things, Rabbi Kiva. That ger noisei shesachiv miimoi. Yes, a ger is allowed to marry his brother's wife. For Yom said another thing he said, Rabbi Kiva. That the pasuk says by Yoina. For Yoiv Ihi Devar Hashem al Yoina Shenis Lamer came a second time. So we dash in Shenis Dibrimoi Shchina Shlishes La Dibrimoi Shchina. The Shchina spoke with Yoina a second time and not a third time. Those are two things Rabbi Kiva said over. But Akoponim Kitani Mias, what did we learn over here? That Ger Noisei Shesachim Imoi. That a Ger, after his Mizgah becomes a Jew, one brother is allowed to marry his other brother's wife when he gives her a get. So, my love, aren't we talking about the Nosvach of Kishu Ger? We're talking about even though after they became Jews, if one brother got married and gave her a get, the other brother is allowed to marry her. So we see we do not consider them like two brothers. Gemara says, "Loi, the case is the naspa kishuva v'kichavim." We're talking about these are the wives they had when they were goyim. For the Gemara is so, my lemeimer, what's the chiddush of Adah they couldn't marry now? Ma'alotem again, I would have thought nigza kishuva v'kichavim, or to kishuger kamash malon. Maybe the b'shivik zera that just like when they were that just like when they become gerim now, they can't change over their wives. So maybe the wives they had when the goyim also they can't interchange. Kamash from that we don't make exera. That when they were married when they were goyim, those wives are not called wives at all. And if now if they all become Jews, they're allowed to marry the other one's wife. Mashen came once they're Jews, if the two brothers got married, it could be with Rabban and the Yaakov like brothers. And now if one brother gives his wife a get, the other brother is not allowed to marry her. So you have no proof. For the Gemara mi mehemin, do we believe them? What they said over. That Rabbi Kiva said this, do we believe them? For Yom Amar, for Yom Rav Abba, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, that called Talmud Chochem Shemar Alocha, Shemar Alocha. Anytime a Talmud Chochem passed in the Shaila, Ubo, and he says it over. He says Alocha Maisa. Im koide maisa amro, if he said over the locha before the case actually happened, shaymim loy, then we believe in what he's saying, like it's not a magay bedover, he stands it over what the locha should be. The yimla, but let's say first the case came in front of us, and now we said over what the locha is, we're afraid he's a magay bedover, he's saying the locha because he wants it to be this way. See, also, we found out the guy was married, so how could we trust him that this is the locha? It's after the case happened, we shouldn't trust him anymore. Iboisem one teretz is Moira Ubohoya Enachanami. That first they said over the aloha and then the case happened. Iboisem Mishum to come because he said, Hare Isha Vishiva Boneo. He said over clearly this lady with the seven children, so that's why we believed him. Drashi Raya
Shel Kedem Lachem. His riot really happened before, because he said over clearly the case. The boy is saying another pshat is Shani Hocha. Because he said over another case with it, like he said over the case of Yoina. But since he said over another halacha, therefore we believe him completely. Omarana, what did he say before? That the pasuk says, "Vahidavar Hashem al Yoina Sheinis." Hashem spoke to Yoina a second time, like saying, "So vidashin Sheinis dibri mashchina." The second time Hashem spoke with him, shlishis le dibri moi, but not a third time. I will see if the pasuk says, "Who heishiv es gvul Yisrael milavoi Hamas ad Yamarova kidvar Hashem asher dibor biyad avdoi Yoina ben Amitai Novi." So Mashma Hashem did speak to him another time. Amaravina Aliske Ninva Kamar. Song about Aliske Ninveh, that's that they only spoke twice and not three times. But Yoin himself, Hashem Ptaka, spoke more. Just about Ninveh, he only spoke two times. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Kamar Hoki Kamar. This is what the pasuk means. Kidvar Hashem Asher Dibor Biyad Avdoi Anovi. That Kishem Shenepach LeNinveh Meiruah LeToiva. Just like it was changed over from bad to good. Kach Pimei Rovim Ben Yoyish Nepach Lem LeYisrael Meiruah LeToiva. We changed over also from bad to good. But not that really Hashem the Shekhinah spoke to Ninveh again. To Yoyin again. Toshima, come in here. Ger Shoye Leidosa B'Kdusha. His Leida B'Kdusha means he was, when he was born already, his mother became a Jew when she was pregnant. For a Rosh Shle B'Kdusha, his mother became pregnant, the father was a Goy, and then the mother became pregnant, and then she became a Jew. That's called her Rosh Shle B'Kdusha. When she became pregnant, she was not a Jew yet. Yesh Loi Sharein, they have relatives to the mother. V'yein Loi Sharav, but they have no relatives to the father. This kid now is not miyuchas after his father. Ketzer, what does it mean? Noso achoyso min ein. Yoytze. If this kid now marries his sister from the same mother, it's yoytze. He's not allowed to. This kid and his sister are called brothers and sisters. They can't marry. Min av yikayim. Let's say he marries his sister only from the same father. That's mutter. Since the father was a goy, father had a girl and a boy, they're not called brothers and sisters. Yikayim. Achoisav minaim. If you have what? Your father's brother from the same mother. You might say, you have to care marry. There's the air, there's the